Open up, and God himself said, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." Why, when Jesus went off into the garden, did he say, "I'm going to go pray to my father"? Why did Jesus himself say,
"Because, you know what,
any other thing, let this pass, but my, let your will be done"?
He's God. He's three in one. He's the Godhead, all three.
See, that's the point.
That's where the faith comes in. You're clinging to things of this world. You're not clinging to the Word of God. That's where faith comes. Faith is the hope of the things unseen, right?
Unseen. The things you cannot prove.
So he said, but we can prove his Word. He said he's the Creator.
And true.
Read John 1.
Judgment.
So he created it all. He came in the flesh. God can do anything. So he came in the flesh. He was still fully God and fully man. But he showed the way. He showed that we could do it through his power, right?
Yeah, but...
But, there's see, you got the buts in
I know
there.
I do, because I have a couple of buts. So, so Nicodemus went to Jesus and said, "How do I get to the Father?" And Nicodemus said, and Jesus said, "You need to be born again." He says, "What does that mean? I got to call my mother again?" He's like, "No, you don't understand it. It's meat. I can only give you milk now. You're not going to understand the answer, right?" Why wouldn't he just say, "Well, I'm going to go die on the cross for you"? Just say, "You believe that?"
Because everything was going to be fulfilled through
him. Had been fulfilled, yet. So I understand
right.
that.
Right, so now we... You know, we're in big trouble. We got the holy word of God. We got the written word of God, the complete.
I know I'm in worship
thing.
Because I've heard it and I believe it
you
at
are?
One point, and now I'm getting a little further away.
You know, you got you got a lot of wisdom in
again.
You, but you're not using that wisdom. You're not fearing God. Because if you feared him, you know, fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
God.
You do have wisdom.
Can't.
Why can't you fear him? He created you.
He loves me no matter what. Can't fear him. I love him and he would never hurt me.
But what Bible verse says he loves you no matter what? You know, the only way to get that love is through Christ.
I don't know.
And he's wrath. Have you read 1 Thessalonians 5?
I've read the entire Bible 3 times and I'm now reading it the 4th time.
Here, wait. Let's go look at this. Do you want to hear how he is? 2 Thess. Here, hold on. Bear with me here. I'm trying to see this. Nope, it's 1 Thessalonians. Hold on. Hold on 1 second here. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy those who do not obey the gospel. It says it in Thessalonians.
I know, but
and you know that.
Man. And I know that they say that all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, but in the Bible it also says, let two or more witnesses always confirm something. It's not in the Bible twice. That's my question. Man wrote the Bible. God created everything.
It says it was inspired.
We see, right?
The Bible,
God
the Bible itself says it was given by God through man. It was from him. It was inspired by him.
God
it was given for instruction and
God
reproof.
God came down and wrote the Ten Commandments. God is so powerful. If he wanted to write the Bible, he could have just wrote the Bible.
How much more powerful? To write it through a willing heart. Didn't we talk about that earlier? When I talked to you earlier? A willing heart. See, he makes his creation, Adam and Eve, and he gives them a choice. He says, you can eat of everything here except
that one.
But you know what they did?
They disobeyed him because the serpent tricked them.
They allowed themselves. That's sinful. Being deceived is a sinful thing if you don't strive to find the truth. See, a lot of people look at Eve and
see,
they go,
that's why I'm
oh, but
to
she was deceived.
No,
like it wasn't her fault.
That's why I keep talking and keep asking, because I am seeking. You know, that's, I've got Mormon friends. I say, give me the Quran.
But they don't have the truth.
I didn't like the Quran at all. I liked the Torah because the Torah talked a little bit about the Moses and the stories of the old times. They were on the same lines. But
you mean the Old Testament?
The Old Testament. The Quran, though, was like...
It's a lie.
It's clear to me that it was completely written way after the Bible was written just to denounce the Bible. So I got mad. So I was like, I don't believe that at all. This is what I believe. And I'm working on this.
Well, wait. I got to help you. You can't just go by what you believe.
I know, but...
What do the scriptures say? Tell me what the scriptures
Jesus
say.
Jesus himself said you have to be born again.
Yes.
I believe he means reincarnation. I believe that he is... Letting us come back over and over again.
If you read the scriptures, you see
Jesus
it's the Holy Spirit indwelling. See, now you're adding to God's word. You know, Deuteronomy and Revelation warn us about adding or taking away from God's word.
I know
what's going to happen? The plagues are going to be written upon you.
Know
and you're going to be blotted out of the book of life.
Add all these scriptures to the word. God gave me the Ten Commandments. I follow the Ten Commandments.
He gave you the whole written word of God. So wait a minute. So are you calling yourself a liar when you said that you repented and you were born again? So the word of God, you said that you should be born again and that you were.
God's
so you don't believe that now?
The Ten Commandments. I know that was from him. All of the religions say that. All of the religions believe in the Ten Commandments, not all of them.
You know why? It's the moral law written upon them. Read Romans 1. You read all of Romans 1 and it talks about how we're without excuse because he put it in here. He put it in his creation. You can clearly see it. You know what? It doesn't matter what you believe.
I know,
the scriptures are there. So you don't believe the word of God is truly from God and inspired that you can have faith in that? Because if you don't, you're lost.
I believe a lot of the Bible is from God. I believe a lot of it's from man. And I believe when Jesus
said you
need to be born again, then I believe he meant we're literally coming back again.
So there's 23,000 manuscripts to back up the Bible.
Yeah, but let's just look at the last 100 years, right?
No. Let's look at the proof.
The King James Bible.
23,000 manuscripts to back it up. Go back to the Hebrew and the Greek, not King James.
That's what
not
I'd
all
like
these
to do.
Ones.
I'd like to actually learn the Hebrew.
Yeah,
get on
your
phone.
Get an app on your phone. You can press and hold on a word, and it tells you exactly what it says. You go right back to the... We don't need to learn how to speak
it. Do you know the name of the app?
Oh, there's a bunch of them on there.
Tell,
you know what? You send me an email.
Okay.
I'll send you the app. Seriously.
Barbara,
I want you to go dig deeper. I'm Amon. Sister Amon. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I don't have any more hands.
I appreciate chatting with you. Just like I said, I'm learning. I believe that our beliefs are what they are until we're taught better. And
well,
our beliefs can always change. So I am open.
I got to ask you. I'm walking this way just to meet up with them. I don't know. Do you want me to walk ahead?
You can walk with me. I'm going to stop at my friend's.
Okay. I don't want to feel like I'm intruding. So do you believe the Word of God is the Word of God? If you don't, you got to start there.
I believe the Ten Commandments is the Word of God.
But you must have believed that you have to be born again because you said you were.
Yeah, I believe I wanted to give my life to Christ. I do. I just don't believe all of the stuff in the Bible.
Tell you what, go prove it wrong.
I can look
in the Greek and the Hebrew. You don't think you can prove it wrong?
I'm sorry. I thought you said prove yourself wrong.
Prove the Bible wrong. Go prove it wrong. And if you can't prove it wrong, you've got to believe it. You just proved the Quran was wrong. You proved the Mormon stuff was wrong, right? Prove the Bible's wrong. And if you can't, follow it.
That's good advice. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you for letting me talk to you. I'm glad I met you. I'm going to go catch up with them up there. I hope I hear from you. You email me, I'll send you the app. If you have any questions, I'll answer them, okay? Have a good day.
You too.